Welcome back to Entertainment Banter. My name is Joel.
And I am Matt.
You like that better?
I do like that better. Okay. Thank you. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? Matt and I were just playing Mario Brothers for the Wii.
Yeah, and that's obviously there's been other systems that have come out since then, like the Wii U and the...
Let's pretend that it just came out.
And then the Switch.
So it looks like we're a relative?
Yeah.
We're not relative.
No, we're not. And they're actually right now re-releasing all of the old NES, Super NES titles, and they're all...
All their glory? Well, the mini consoles.
They're selling
the Right. And they're very popular.
They are.
But we already talked about Nintendo. This is going to be about Super Mario Brothers as a whole.
The actual characters, game, franchise. Super Mario Brothers.
Even the movie. Why not?
Let's talk about the movie. Anything Super Mario Brothers related.
Let's not talk about the movie.
All right.
Let's just say I took all of Matt's one-ups during this game.
I wish I got that video. There were some humorous moments when we were playing today.
Super Mario Brothers, you grew up with this, right?
Yes, I grew up with this. Yes, I did.
Came out in 1985.
Yeah. Well, the first Mario Brothers was the one where they just ran through the pipes and the creatures just kept falling out the pipes.
Well, that was old school arcade.
Yeah, but that was the first rendition of Mario.
Was that before the NES?
Mario showed up in Donkey Kong. That's when he first showed up. He was the plumber that...
No, that wasn't the tubes. That was just the ladders. That was Donkey Kong.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I'm backtracking. He showed up in Donkey Kong.
That was plumbers, two brothers.
Yeah.
Two brothers working together, just trying to save a girl.
Yeah.
That's all the world
from
wants.
A big monkey.
Like, who thought of that? Who's high enough to go? Dude, let's get two twin plumbers, and like they're gonna love spaghetti.
Yeah,
who? They're Italian. They're from Brooklyn, and they're going to go through tubes, and they're gonna save from mutant. Do you think they were high and they saw a turtle come out of the tube and all of a sudden they thought it was like, you know, oh my god, and they named it a Koopa or something?
A Koopa, yeah.
King Koopa.
Yeah. Instead of a Poopa, like a Poopa coming out of a tube because they're plumbers, it'd be a Koopa.
I feel like drugs were involved. Lots and lots of drugs.
It's actually a very creative idea. You know, like the whole idea of you stepping inside a tube and coming out into a new world, though. You know what I mean? Like, what if scenarios?
But what is Mario... Okay, first off, Princess gets kidnapped, right? Let's go to the plot line. The basic plot line of Super Mario Brothers is Mario goes down into this mushroom kingdom.
Yep.
And a princess, gets kidnapped by a turtle. A Koopa.
A Koopa.
King Koopa.
Bowser. Koopa was... it was Koopa in the first game.
King Koopa.
Yeah.
Bowser's King Koopa.
Right. But the name Bowser didn't come out until later.
When?
I don't know when. After the first Mario game. But,
So it came out.
But he was like a... He wasn't a turtle. He was like a dragon. Technically, he was a dragon.
He had a shell, and he shot fire.
Yeah.
And every time you got to the end, it's like... Mario was on some kind of drug. He goes, oh, I am not the princess. The princess is in another castle.
Right.
Effing Toad.
Yeah.
Toad's always messing with you.
Well, the Toads were always getting captured, too. Yeah.
Well, because nobody cared about them. Fungus.
Yeah, except for Princess Peach, which we didn't know her name till later either.
What was Daisy?
Daisy came way
no,
later.
No, Daisy was the original, I believe. That was the original you were saving.
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, no, they just called it Princess.
Princess Toadstool.
Yeah. So, all right, so we have Mario. Obviously, there's been a game system that's come out, you know, every
time it came out, it was a new Mario game.
Look, we got it.
Just the old school for the system. We're not going to count the arcade games because I don't remember what they're called. But we got Super Mario Brothers. You got Super Mario Brothers 2. You got Super Mario Brothers 2, The Lost World, which never came out here. It was the original sequel to the for Japan.
Right.
For whatever reason, America didn't think we were ready for it.
But they came up with a completely different side-scroller Mario.
Oh, totally. Mario 2, which is that in the... Is that even in the Japanese game numbers?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I didn't look for that.
And then Mario 3... is one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
It was a game changer.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Here's a question. I know we're getting off topic of counting the games, we're going to go through them all, but did you ever play every level in Super Mario Brothers?
No.
Because like, you can skip it. You learn to skip it like right away.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever remembering not knowing.
I think the only one I did was the first Mario Brothers. After that, it was more about like, I just want to beat this.
Old school side-scroller. That's what it was. And Super Mario World was the last one they made for side-scrolling. I think.
Well, the one we were just playing.
Well, they just made that for the Wii.
But they made the Wii U, too. The great Mario Builder, where you got to build your levels. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. There's so many levels. People put stuff online that are, like, insane. like, a lot of people took a lot of care to make these insane levels.
You knew your people were going to do that. People did that with the Halo game making.
Yeah, yeah.
Make your own games with it.
Yeah, it's just crazy, though, to think about, like, some of the stuff. So there's some creative people out there that have done those levels, you know?
Mario's a namesake. Like, if you have Mario, like, everyone knows who Mario is. Mm-hmm. You know who Mario and Luigi are. And well, it's not like PlayStation where you can probably say Crash Bandicoot and someone's going
to... Or like Spiral.
Yeah, those are just PlayStation games. But I mean, they didn't take off like, you say Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
You know who that is.
Well, if you bought a new Nintendo system, chances are you automatically were buying the Mario games. I don't think...
Mario games or Donkey Kong games. Like, these are all characters.
And Star Fox.
Zelda. Like, these are all characters. Yeah. Nintendo did that the best. No other system ever did that.
Yeah.
I mean, Master Chief, Halo, I get it. But people are like getting burnt out by that. It's amazing how people have not been burnt out by the same game over and over.
Well, Xbox is guilty of it, too. They did Gears of War. They did Halo. They did Call of Duty.
Yeah, but they weren't namesakes. Yeah. Like, you don't go on Xbox and go, oh, yeah. When I get an Xbox, I think of Halo. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, It was the one that started it all. Halo was the Mario.
Well, that saved Xbox. That saved my Xbox.
Yeah.
It saved Microsoft. You know that.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Mario Brothers. So we know that Super Mario 3 was a game changer for the side-scrollers, right?
Yes.
And it was the only time you played two players, but you took turns. Mm-hmm. I actually, funny, when I was playing with my cousins, we used to play with her all the time. She's like, I want to play. We're like, all right, you can play. I mean, everyone was older than me. I was the youngest in all my family. But I already knew how to play games better than all of them, because the youngers always tried
it. Sure, they always pick up faster.
She wanted to play, and we always told her, like, when it was her turn, like, oh, there's a one-up down that hole.
You're such a jerk.
She believed us every time.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
She went down there.
You're such a jerk.
She died, and it would be our turn. But then Super Mario 64 came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
New game changer, right?
Well, can I back up just a little bit? Because for me, the only reason I'm backing up is...
We're always backing up.
Super Nintendo. Was the first where they came out with the first RPG, Mario.
Mario RPG!
And they also came out with Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Did Smash Brothers...
That was a 64. There was rumors. Okay, so there was rumors. These are a couple rumors I want to keep them as rumors.
Okay.
There was rumors that Yoshi, you know, showed up in Super Mario World, was supposed to be part of Nintendo, Mario Brothers, original Mario Brothers, but they couldn't get the graphics right for Yoshi.
Interesting.
So then they ended up doing a Super Nintendo thing. I mean, once they went 16-bit, you know, that extra 8 bits.
Yeah.
I don't even think we count bits anymore. You know, when they got to 128, they're like, oh, look at this! Like, I remember as a kid, I'm like, oh my gosh!
I'm so glad for analog TVs, because if you try to play those games now on a HD TV, it makes you want to throw up.
Really?
I don't understand how we were able to play those games.
We're playing them right now.
No, I know, but they update the graphics on the 64 ones for like the Wii and stuff. But if you plug in a 64 into an HD TV right now, it is really hard to play.
Really?
Oh, it makes me sick.
So, but then I heard rumors that Super Smash Bros. Was going to be on Super Nintendo.
Hmm.
And there's rumors that they actually did make the game. And there's like a prototype game out there somewhere. This is all like, I used to collect video games. So like, I used to like search out this, and you know, the rumor was if you found that game, it was worth a lot of money, but you know.
Right. It's not, nobody found no it. Doesn't found exist. It.
No.
It's not the Holy Grail.
Not the Holy Grail.
Gotcha.
I doubt it really exists, but I mean, it could have been a strong rumor that it was going to exist, but it never.
So, never around Super Nintendo time frame,
Virtual Boy came out.
That's true too, but I was going to talk about
I have Virtual Boy.
I was going to talk about they made a Super Mario Brothers TV show, cartoon.
That was an awesome TV show. Yeah. We're the Mario Brothers. Bum, 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 bum. That's not the tune.
It was a very fun show. And on top of that, the show every Friday would play a Zelda cartoon.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you know? And that was pretty entertaining.
Excuse me, princess.
Yep. And so while they had this show going on, they had Super Nintendo out and Nintendo. And then there was Super Mario Brothers the movie.
Came out in the 90s?
I think, or late 80s. I don't know, we'll have to look at this up. I'm not sure. I feel like it came out in the 80s.
It must have came out in the 90s. What are we betting on?
I'm going to say 80s.
80s?
I'm going to say 80s.
If you guys can comment in here before we post this, because you know this is not live.
But what did you think of that movie? Because, you know, the cartoon show, they had live-action actors playing Mario and Luigi, and I thought those guys were great. They did a good job. In fact, one of them was a wrestler.
Was he?
Yeah. The Mario actor was a wrestler. And they had all sorts of guest stars, including people like Sergeant Slaughter and all the other wrestlers that were from the actual 80s era. I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, but it was 93 when it came out.
It was 93?
May of 93.
Oh, wow.
I had to have been older.
Yeah, you had to be.
So
that's not that's no, you're right. That's closer to Super Nintendo.
I'm a creation of
80s. No, you're right.
I'm the creation of the 80s. Because they had Yoshi in that.
That's right, you're right.
They had Yoshi.
But
and they set up for a sequel. They should make a sequel.
Why that not? Movie though, what did you think of it? I didn't think it had
Nothing to do with Mario except the fact that the names and the kind of things they used in it.
And they had Koopas.
They had Koopas weird and Goombas. Lizards, what are lizard? Goombas?
I don't know.
Turds? They had that. They had mushrooms. They had the kingdom. They had Princess Peach. Daisy. Her name was Daisy, right?
Daisy was one of them, Daisy was a brunette, I thought.
They weren't really twins. They were just plumbers, brothers that were plumbers. Are they supposed to be twins?
They're brothers. Not twins, just brothers.
They look the same.
One's tall, one's short.
One's fat, and one's skinny.
Yeah. But
I love meatballs.
But I think Mario Brothers was an American pastime. Obviously, still it came is. From Japan, but you know, like we were talking about when we were playing this game on the Wii just for fun, it brought people like in their houses together. A lot of online, we've talked about this on other podcasts, but other people, like, you play online now, you don't get to see your opponents. We were having lots of fun because like when you screwed me over or I screwed you over, we're sitting there you're right next to each other, you're laughing about it, you know, like there's something unique about playing a console game that's like this, especially a side-scroller where you're in same room with somebody.
There's just something about it. And like when they released this game on the Wii, I thought it was the coolest thing because now we can sit down with your friends who you thought were good at the game too.
Right.
And now you sit with them and now you're just screwing them over.
Right.
Like you're literally playing this game. You think you're playing this by yourself. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, that's why I'm screwing you over because I'm trying to play the game
by
myself.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And you forget, this guy.
But you're also fighting with that person too. Wait, I got to get that mushroom. I got to get this one up. I've got to get
the two mushrooms really help you, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. It's too funny.
Taking each other's one-ups. But then we work together, too, and Aerie's like, I need you. Like, and you realize, like, crap, I do need you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and the gameplay has evolved immensely. I mean, the fact there's a lot more stuff you can do. Like, you know what we haven't talked about?
What?
The power-ups. We haven't talked about how they evolved.
They always evolved. They did.
So, again, Mario 3 was a major game changer because we're like, what's this? You could be a frogman. You can
The raccoon
when you could fly for the first time. And
you cheated at the end. There was no way. I mean, people can win that game in
There were secret levels. More and more secret levels. There was more and more warps. There was more and more special things you could get.
But there's people who can beat the original Nintendo game one in 8 minutes.
Or less. Way less. Because
all the cheats.
It's online.
Not the cheats, but all
I watched it online. They just fly through the level. Just literally fly through the level. Yeah, it's amazing.
Those are the first Easter eggs like too, video games too.
Well, and think about it too, like there's also little secrets. Whistles. Like if you were to jump, I think it was Mario Brothers the first one. If you were, you know how at the end of the level you jump and catch the flag and it goes down? If you were to land on if the time was the last number on the time was a 9 or a 3, it would dictate how many fireworks.
What?
Yeah.
Was that just like a random thing and people just figured it out?
I figured it out.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because that was the only way they can program it.
Maybe.
So it'd be different. So it felt like if it was a 9 or a 3, it was just different.
Right. But my point
probably wasn't on purpose. I mean, it was on purpose, obviously. But
it's the simple things like that that are just really cool to learn and figure out. Back in the day, too, we didn't have the internet. So, like, to learn these things, you had to talk to your friends, like we talked about.
Oh, my God. Podcast. I mean, we were just playing Maximum Carnage. I'm like, oh, there's a level, like a secret room here. And he goes, how did you know that?
Without internet?
I have no idea.
Or Nintendo Power, it would be virtually impossible if you didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, and then we had to write down codes. Mario never had codes, but
no.
It's interesting because the new modern games, you can always save. We were joking because I had to continue like 5 times when we were playing today. But like, I got 5 lives. Yeah, I know, because you kept killing
me. Well, they're not letting you lose anymore. They're letting you keep going. They don't want you to lose. They want you to keep
going. Right, they just want you to play the game and have fun, which I think is a brilliant idea.
Imagine probably you're playing with 4 people, which is a pain in the ass.
Well, which is what this game was. You can play up to
four people.
Which, that sounds, to me, that sounds more fun, because I think you and I, we're having more fun screwing each other over than actually playing. We became our enemies more than
absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, when we finally stopped and said, just stop moving, and we just walked the level, you're like, see how easy this could be? See how much of a pain in the ass this won't be if you don't quit each other?
Oh my gosh, but it's fun. I mean, I think that's what makes it fun, is in a way, it's screwing your friends over is kind of funny. That's why everyone loved the Smash Brothers. That's why, like, Mario is a star of so many games. He's the star of Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, Paper Mario.
Mario Party.
Mario Party. Party.
There's 9 Boy, Mario Parties.
What a... Go screw you.
What another screw you
yeah,
over
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big time.
But you got Smash Brothers was a game changer. Game changer.
Yeah.
Mario Party was a game changer.
Mario Kart, obviously.
Mario Kart huge. Was a huge game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when each new one came out.
And to me, Mario Kart was actually more fun on the DS because, like... To be able to have everybody, all your friends in the same game on the DS, you can have like up to 8 people or something like that. It's crazy. All of you racing in one race. Because that was the maximum at the time. You could be only 4 with the 64.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now you can do more.
Yeah. It's amazing. They've gone 3D. Some of these games have gone 3D. You know, 3D. The DS? Yeah.
Or like Mario 64?
Well,
consider that.
Yeah, well, I would like a 3D World for sure. That was cool. I loved Mario World. Did you play that one?
Mario World.
Is it World? I'm sorry. The one where it was you jumped literally from world to world, and it was a 3D environment as well. And it was for the Wii. They made 2 of them.
Oh, I only played the first one.
Those were great games as well.
Mario,
Galaxies?
Galaxies.
That's
yes.
what it was. Mario Galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
A very underrated game that... People probably didn't play
it. Well, because
much of
it's just
Sunshine,
because they kept,
Mario Sunshine.
They kept doing the same thing over and over again. Like, you know, Mario 1, 2, and 3, to Mario World 4 were all side scrollers. But then you got into, I mean, people were like, all right, what's the next thing? And when they made Mario 64, that was the new game changer.
Right.
So they started making them all like that. So this is 3D World, which made it more difficult and harder to play.
But the Wii was great because the Wii came out with those 3D worlds, but they also released Mario in side scrolling. And in multiple side scrolls, like I said, Paper Mario.
Paper Mario was based off of Mario RPG, I thought. Which I thought Mario RPG was great.
Yeah.
It was based on, you know, Square Enix, Squaresoft at the time, helped create that, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
You actually found a Final Fantasy villain in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a secret room you had to go fight.
No
it was,
way!
It was totally, it was Mario characters, and you're against this Final Fantasy. It was Behemoth or something like that. And you're like, what the fuck?
Wait, you know what? I think now, you said Smash Brothers. I think there was a Smash Brothers... No, I guess it was just 64.
64, okay. And then GameCube, which was the better one. It would just... I remember playing that game forever.
Yeah,
and
that was the first real popular
the Wii,
one, right? 64.
Smart Brawl, and now there's the Wii U one. And was, now there's a... Is there a Switch one yet? No, not yet.
I don't know. Switch,
I haven't bought
like
a Switch yet.
No, I haven't. And there's a lot of... I don't think there's not a lot of games for the Switch. But what's cool about the Mario games, too, is I've noticed they recycle a lot of levels inside of the DS games. So, for example, the DS Mario Kart I had, it actually took the best levels of all the Mario Kart
games
that,
didn't we?
So far. Yeah,
we played
up
that.
To this point.
Yeah.
So that was really cool, too. Is there anything genre-wise in Mario, Luigi... You know what? I was going to ask a question, but I just remembered. There's also other side things. Like, we forgot about... There were Wario games. There was Luigi's Haunted House.
I brought up Virtual Boy.
Yeah.
Virtual Boy never got a Mario game, but it got a Wario game.
But, okay. But Wario came out for 64, and there was a Luigi's Madness for GameCube.
I think it started out as Virtual Boy. To be quite honest. Wario Land?
Okay. Huh.
And Waluigi?
But, I mean, a franchise like that where there's spinoffs. I mean, Halo kind of did that with ODST and stuff like that. But
it didn't do well.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Neither did the Wario games, but now Wario's a named character in all the Mario multiple games. Like, he's a Smash Brothers character.
Right.
He's a Mario Kart character. He's a Mario Party character.
There's a lot of enjoyable characters in these games now. There's even, like... They've even made, like, collectible action figures of these things now. It's crazy
how...
Look at
them right there.
Yeah, I'm just... It's funny how...
Nerd.
They've progressed over the years to that point where posters... I mean, people love this stuff.
Would you consider Mario... The Mario games and all that, the first, like, immersion kind of game kind of thing? Like, you know how Marvel's doing it with all these movies and all seem bring them into one game, but you have Mario and then you have Donkey Kong. They know each other.
Yeah.
But they don't, they're in different games
That's
now.
That's a great point.
And now they're in different, like,
because
they know, they're in the
right.
same, in a sense, Mario, Donkey Kong, those characters are on the same universe.
Especially for Smash Brothers and things
yeah.
like that, yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of like an All-Stars kind of Nintendo, as
yeah,
it were.
There was a Mario All-Stars game.
That's right.
But
That's
it had, had all the games. That's what it was. It was one of the first, like, you have to play all the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Gotcha.
Up to Super Mario World. And then they had the extra, like, Lost Worlds. It was the only time they brought it out to America.
Hmm. Well, one subject we haven't talked about with Mario is the music and the sound effects. People recognize these things.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, it's massively recognized.
Can you do one now?
I don't know, like the coin blip things or
dun 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 dun. I don't. That's not even it.
When they released the 25th anniversary disc for the Wii of Mario, they actually gave out the soundtrack to the game. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I have it. I thought that was interesting. So, anything else you want to talk about Mario wise, or?
You know, we may have to cut this one short because I have to. Number two.
You're player two right now?
I'm holding something back, and it's not good.
I really want to finish this out. We have, like, 2.5 minutes left. I want to see how well you can hold this in, or if you're going to actually rip one.
I tried just now, and it worked. It's coming.
If it comes out on mic, that would be amazing. I want to hear you rip one right now.
I can't. It's going to be a poop. This isn't funny.
This is hilarious. No, you can't finish this. We owe it to our viewers to give them at least the 24 minutes that we promise every podcast.
We went over the others. Let's just add those to the
You got 3 minutes. I want to see if Joel's going to crap himself while we talk about Mario Brothers. All
right. What does Mario do with the stars when he gets them?
What do you mean? What does
I feel he like do they're them? Drugs. Give me the shines. Give me the shines.
Do you think that's a good point? Do you think the shrooms that he's taking is like a...
Oh, God.
Like a... Keep it together. Do you think it's like a drug reference, or do you think it's like a Alice in Wonderland reference? What do you think? What's going on with this? You know, I'm enjoying
this. I'm sweating right now.
You're doing great. You have about, I'm not going to tell you how many minutes you have left. There's minutes left.
I don't know what the reference is for the stars, and I don't know what he does with them at the end, like power things or whatever. The whole point of every game, ever since, like, Mario 64, was like, get the stars, get the stars.
What about
it was no longer rescuing, it was rescuing the princess, but it was no longer, like, every castle had the princess. It was always, like, we knew there was the next step. Let's collect things.
Right. And, well, you know what's funny, too, about the Mario character? He really was, like, the poster boy of Nintendo, because...
He's always been.
But I was just thinking, like, I forgot all about it, but remember Mike Tyson's Punch-Out? They don't call it that anymore. Mario was the referee.
Yeah.
I forgot about stuff like that. Isn't that cool? Like, what other games did he show up in other games?
He showed up in a lot of different games, I think. I can't think of any. There's other, like, little sports games he was in. Like, the track game, I think, where you had to run and all that. I think he was in that track and field or something.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of them. There was also Mario Golf and Mario Tennis and Mario
all
those.
Yeah, sports ones. Yeah.
There's tons of Mario games that people buy because it was so much fun to play.
Yeah. He's just a well-loved, iconic character. The colors, too. The red, blue... And yellow. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, those are like marketing colors. You know, McDonald's is red and yellow. You know, like, those are the colors that really stand out marketing wise and blue. And he's got the white gloves. You know, he's just, well.
Having some contractions here. Have you had contractions like this before?
I'm enjoying this so much right now.
He's messed up.
All right, well, the good news is we're at that point in our podcast where we can have final thoughts. Do you have any final thoughts, player two?
Just call me number two.
I said player two.
Who does number two work for?
Do you think Luigi's gets the shaft? Or do people like Luigi more? What do you think?
I like Luigi. I mean, Luigi got some of his own games too. Remember that? He Luigi's did. Mansion.
Yeah. Some of these games are hard to find now and they are worth quite a bit of money.
Probably.
Yeah. Mario Sunshine, that was the only one that seemed to break the mold of the continuity of the games. Like, it was like Captain Planet, so to speak. He's going around cleaning up filth and stuff.
Oh my god, yeah, I remember that.
It was like
that.
The only preachiest one, really, if you think about it. It was the only one that really didn't follow the timeline of Mario as a whole. It was like a very cleaning environment type game.
And all these Mario games start out with someone kidnapping the princess, right?
Yeah.
What's with their security detail?
You think they would have learned by now, right?
And like, and two plumbers, you were counting on two plumbers?
Yeah.
And some fungus?
Well, do you think Mario and Luigi go back to their regular lives before, and then they just visit the kingdom, and, oh, she's been captured again? Come on.
And then, like, also, why is Koopa obsessed with her?
Well, I mean,
Is it ransom? I mean, what is it?
I don't think there's any other girls. They're all mushrooms that live there, and Koopa... things, you know?
But Koopa, is Koopa interracial? What's going on?
You know what's funny? This is a great point. You you asked, you said, where are all the Koopa kids' mom? What if she is the mom and she just left him and he's trying to get her back?
Wow.
Because we've never seen...
Drop that bombshell.
You know what I mean? Like,
How about that, people?
Maybe it's a family squabble.
That's a good place to stop.
Food for thought, guys. All right, well, thank you for listening to Entertainment Banter. Joel desperately asked to use the restroom.
It kind of calmed down.
Oh, that's not funny.
I mean, we'll see.
All right, we'll find out.
All right, my name is Joel.
And I'm Matt.
And I'm done.